Well, I like that story about the burglar who broke into a bar one night and was going through the cash register, and he heard a voice say, "Jesus is watching you." He looked around and didn't see anything, so he continued taking the money out of the cash register, and again he heard the voice say, "Jesus is watching you." So he got his flashlight out and he looked around, and he then noticed a parrot. And the parrot was the one speaking to him. So he put the flashlight in the parrot's face and said, "What's your name?" And the parrot said, "John the Baptist." And the burglar said, "What kind of an owner would name his parrot John the Baptist?" And the parrot said, "The same one who named that Wattweiler there Jesus." So today the crowds asked John the Baptist, "What should we do to get ready for the Messiah? What should we do to get ready for Christ?" And notice the response that John gives, first to the crowds and then to the tax collectors and then to the soldiers. They all have to do with treating other people with mercy. And in fact, the two things that John tells the crowds are corporal works of mercy. He says, if you have two cloaks, share one of them with a person who has none. That's one of the corporal works of mercy, is clothing the naked. And then he says, if you have food, share with those who don't have food. That's another corporal work of mercy, to feed the hungry, to give drink to the thirsty. And then the tax collector said, what should we do? The tax collectors were notorious for their embezzlement and taking more money than they should. So John says, stop collecting more than is prescribed. In other words, be honest, be a person of integrity and fairness. And then the soldiers asked him, what should we do? And John says, don't extort anybody, don't falsely accuse anyone, and be satisfied with your wages. Again, treating other people with mercy, with fairness, with truth and justice, and with integrity and honesty. And don't be greedy, don't grumble about your wages, don't complain. So this is how John says to get yourself ready for the Messiah, for the Christ. And so we can ask the Lord the same questions. Well, what should we do to prepare? Let's say if you're a teacher, if you're a nurse or a doctor or a lawyer or a politician or a business person, a firefighter, police officer, in the military, no matter what your vocation is, you can ask that same question. What can we do to prepare our hearts for the coming of Christ? Well, fortunately, we do have the answer, and Pope Francis has given us the answer because he has recently established an extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy. And this is an amazing thing. It just began on December 8th, a few days ago, on the feast day of the Immaculate Conception. And it will go until November 20th of this year, the feast day of Christ the King. So next year, 2016, that whole year will be a year of mercy. Now, what is a Jubilee year? Jubilee years began in the Bible, in the Old Testament, when the Jewish people every 25 or 50 years would have a special Jubilee year. The trumpet would sound, and the word for the trumpet sounding is the word in Hebrew which means Jubilee, rejoicing. And so the Jubilee year would begin, again every 25 or 50 years. During that year, special things would happen. People would have reconciliation. They would forgive others. They would forgive debts. They would free slaves. They would reconcile with their enemies. They would make peace. They would not fight. And so this was a Jubilee year. Well, the church started doing Jubilee years back in the 1300s. The first Jubilee year was in the 1300s. The year 1300. And ever since then, there have been 26 ordinary Jubilee years, but only 3 extraordinary Jubilee years. So this is amazing that this is only the 4th extraordinary Jubilee year in the history of the church. You could live for 500 years and not have another one of these extraordinary Jubilee years that we could ever live through. And But this one is focused on mercy. The theme is, be merciful as the Heavenly Father is merciful. So again, this is going to be an extraordinary time, according to Pope Francis. He says it's going to be a time for people to come back to the sacraments. Fallen away Catholics will come back to the sacraments and go to confession after being away 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. It'll be a time to reconcile, a time to forgive anyone that's ever injured us, to forgive debts, to start anew, to make peace, to reconcile. It's going to be a great year of conversions to the faith and healing and sacraments. And so the Holy Father recommends certain things that we should do during this coming year. First, he says, forgive those who have hurt you or done you wrong, and cancel debts if at all possible. Go to confession regularly. Meditate upon sacred scripture, especially the Gospel of St. Luke. St. Luke's Gospel is called the Gospel of Mercy because this Gospel contains the story of the prodigal son, the Good Samaritan, and many other stories of God's mercy. So St. Luke's Gospel is the one to read during this coming year of mercy. And then he says, go on a pilgrimage. Try to do a pilgrimage, if possible, to Rome, to go to St. Peter's or St. Paul's, St. Mary Major, St. John Lateran, any of the major basilicas in Rome. Or you can make a pilgrimage to other beautiful Catholic shrines in our country or throughout the world. Or you can go to visit and walk through one of the Holy Year doors. The Holy Year door, either in Rome or in our own diocese. Every diocese will have a church or the cathedral designated to have a Holy Year door. And so it's a spiritual act to walk through the Holy Year door as a pilgrimage, as an act of faith, in order to gain special graces and blessings from God, which we call a plenary indulgence. Now, it's not good luck, it's not superstition. It's a spiritual pilgrimage that we make. And if we do this under the usual conditions to gain a plenary indulgence, which also includes going to Mass and communion, going to confession, praying for the intentions of our Holy Father, and then having no attachment to sin, even venial sin, a person can gain a plenary indulgence by passing through the Holy Year door, just like we can gain a plenary indulgence by making the Stations of the Cross, or visiting a cemetery and praying for the dead, or praying the rosary as a group. These are all ways that we can gain a plenary indulgence, which is a remission of temporal punishment of our sins that have been forgiven in the sacrament of confession. It's not a good luck or superstition. People think, oh, if I just walk through the Holy Year door, all my sins are forgiven. No, they have to go to confession, they have to go to communion, go to Mass, pray for certain intentions, and have no attachment to any sin, even the smallest sin. And then, by the action of making that pilgrimage, hopefully they could gain a special grace or blessing for themselves or for a loved one who has passed away. So this is the idea of the Jubilee year, is to go on a pilgrimage. Also, Pope Francis recommends making the Stations of the Cross, especially at 3 o'clock, which is the hour of mercy. So Jesus died on the cross at 3 o'clock, and that's when we can especially gain special graces and blessings by praying at that hour. And he recommends the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, which is prayed on the rosary beads. Only takes 5 minutes, and it's beautiful prayers asking for God's mercy upon us and upon the whole world. Well, it's going to be amazing. The Pope will go to Poland in August of next year during the Year of Mercy. See, Poland is called the Cradle of Mercy. Saint Faustina came from Poland, and the Lord appeared to her and gave her the message of divine mercy. Pope John Paul II came from Poland, and he established the Feast Day of Divine Mercy. And John Paul II canonized Saint Faustina. And so these are things that are going to be great graces for the church, and also, of course, to do the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. And Pope Francis has said that every day, or at least a few times during the week, try to do some of the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, such as feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, clothing the naked, sheltering the homeless, visiting the prisons, visiting the sick, burying the dead. But the spiritual works of mercy as well, teaching the uninformed, praying for the living and the dead, correcting sinners, counseling the doubtful, comforting the sorrowful, bearing wrongs patiently, and forgiving injuries. See, this is what we can do during this upcoming extraordinary year of mercy. As I mentioned, there's only been three previous extraordinary years in the entire history of 2,000 years of the church. So we are living in historic times. We're living right now in this year of grace, this year of mercy. Let's take advantage of it. Let's really live out this great extraordinary year, because another one might not come for another 500 years in the history of the church.